Rolling Martin, good morning.
Yes, sir, Tom, Sybil, and Guy. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll see you tonight.
Yes, indeed. Clemson University, Men of Color Summit 2018. Looking forward to that. Speaking tomorrow, and I've decided I'm going to take a line from Black Panther as my theme. Stand up. You are a king.
All right. Tell him.
All right.
So
tell
look forward to giving that speech tomorrow. Yesterday, folks,
well,
in Washington.
Let me tear up this speech. I had the same angle.
Huh? Who's going first?
No, that's fine.
He just put it out there.
No, who's going first? No, that's all good.
Who writes for you, Tom?
Because I just saw somebody do a Wakanda theme speech, and it killed. I said, oh, I got to do that.
No. But remember, it was a 2.5-hour movie. Lots of stuff we can pick.
Wakanda forever.
I can use it. I can take the Angela Bassett line. Show him who you are.
There you go.
See, I'm just saying. You know, ain't no. Okay. See, and I don't write them. I can just switch it. All right. I can switch you anytime. Ain't no problem. All right.
See,
yesterday, folks in D.C., a number of advocates for the poor in America got together at National Press Club to announce the moral agenda of the Poor People's Campaign. Of course, repairs of the breach, Dr. William Barber and so many others are picking up the mantle of Dr. King and the SCLC, which, of course, that campaign, which took place in 1968. This is the 50th anniversary of that campaign. And Reverend Barber joins us right now from D.C. And Reverend, it was very interesting. I live streamed the news conference on all of my social media platforms. And in it, you talked about national media focusing on everything else but this. And in fact, what you were saying actually happened in that no network was carrying the event live. I was looking on their web streams, and they're so focused on other stuff, and you see no conversation about the poor, the hungry, and folks, no one advocating for them, frankly.
Exactly. And we've got to change that narrative, and the only way we're going to change it is to change the narrator, and that means we're going to have faces with the facts. We're going to have the voice of the victims lifted up across this country. Roland, we have 140 million people in this country who are poor or working poor. That's 43.5% of this nation's population. Since 2010, we've had 23 states that have engaged in massive voter suppression, affecting more than 6 million voters, targeted at people of color. People use voter suppression to get elected. Once they get elected, they pass policies that hurt the poor. They deny living wages. They deny, you know, health care expansion. 37 million people without health care in this country. We're the only country of the 25 wealthiest countries that do not provide some form of universal health care. And yet we had 26 presidential debates, Democrat and Republican, and not 1 hour on voting rights.
Wow.
And the Voting Rights Act has been gutted. We have less voting rights today than we had in 1965. We didn't have 1 hour on poverty when 43.5% of your population are experiencing poverty. We cannot continue down this road, and that's why we're having the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival. And instead of having one day of action or one rally, we're going to have 40 days of nonviolent moral fusion, direct action, massive voter mobilization, and lifting the poor to shift this narrative. We cannot continue like this as a democracy.
And y'all have been organizing for the last 2 years, and I said this on ABC this week, that people will be shocked to realize how many folks y'all have been touching in states like Idaho, Kansas, in L.A. You've been and y'all were recently in Lynchburg, Virginia, you got red state folks who are sick of white conservative evangelicals and their failure to address these issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, this business where you have this group of so-called Christian nationalists or religious nationalists who say, listen, you're okay morally, you're following God. If you hate gay people, you're against abortion, you're for prayer in the school, you're for gun rights, you're for tax cuts, and you're for states' rights. Well, that's, first of all, that's heresy. That is not Christian theology. And people are, even young people, so we were invited, Roland, and I told you about it, to come to Lynchburg, actually by students and others at Liberty University. Now, when we got there, of course, Jerry Falwell Jr. had the police send the letter say we couldn't even come pray on the campus. We couldn't even come and take hand out a flyer. So we had it in Lynchburg anyway. More than 1,000 people showed up, young people and otherwise, who saying that we're taking a page out of Charles Finney. A lot of people don't know Charles Finney, who was the evangelist of the 19th century. He said, give your life to Jesus, and after you do that, sign this sheet saying you're joining the abolition movement, because there would be no separation between Jesus and justice. And so all across this country, you saw yesterday, we had a white woman from Grays Harbor, Washington. It is the zip code in this country that has the largest number of white millennials living homeless. But we also had a black woman from Alabama whose daughter died in her arms because Alabama refused to expand Medicaid, which didn't just hurt black people. It hurt more white people, because there are actually millions more white people that are poor than there are black. We just left West Virginia and Eastern Kentucky. I was telling Roland, Tom, we had the Hatfields and the McCoys in the same room.
Oh, wow.
Organizing. So from California to Carolina, people are saying it's time for a massive move of poor people to come together to address these five issues. Systemic racism as it is seen through voter suppression, ecological devastation, the war economy, and systemic poverty, and to challenge the heresy of Christian nationalism. We have to do that today in this country to save the soul of this democracy.
When's the march?
We begin Mother's Day. From Mother's Day to June 21st is 6 weeks of action. And then on June 23rd, there will be a massive solidarity march. I hope we can promote it through this station and unity march to send people forward to do work.
But it's 40 days of direct action in what, right. 30 state capitals?
40
state capitals.
40 days,
of Columbia. And the of Columbia.
40 consecutive days of action. So it's not just one march. So folks are going to make it happen.
Reverend, I want to come out there with you. I'm coming out there with you, Bishop.
Come on. We need you. God bless
Reverend Dr. William Barber, Alpha Man. Appreciate it.